You probably know the feeling, sweaty, fast breathing, quick heart rate. That's a cortisol spike. It feels awful, and its imbalance is the cause of your anxiety. Rebalance Health's three-part anxiety system helps address it at the root. Rebalance Health lozenges are natural and designed for optimal absorption, providing 24-hour relief. Live life fully without feeling like you're fighting for it. Get 50% off your first month with code CALM23 at rebalancehealth.com.
It's time to get your checking account to zero with free checking from PenFed. That's zero ATM fees, zero balance requirements, and zero time spent waiting for your paycheck to direct deposit because you can receive it up to 2 days early. Open your account with just $25 and see how big zero can be. Apply online today at PenFed.org/free checking. Early direct deposit eligibility may vary between pay periods and timing of payer's funding. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Abused and ridiculed, I'll admit that I played the fool. I was bullied when I attended school. I toughed it out and did what I had to do. Thick skin makes it harder to cut them deep wounds unless there's already scar tissue covered with attitudes. Emotion is a notion. It's easy to drown in undertow. It's natural to fight for air and so much harder to let it go. So now I'm broken and complete like missing puzzle piece of darkness overbearing. I'm wondering will it ever
when
cease.
When I watch the raindrops fall against the concrete like my feet when I beat the pavement, when I walk away from the hatred, but it follows me like I make it, forsaking me, cause I take it, could change it, but nonetheless, I'd rather beat myself, I guess, unless the whole day goes by, and I don't feel like I'm gonna fucking die, wrong or right, I'm being day or night, that's how I feel, and I can't help it, but I can't tell if it's all a dream, cause this here don't feel right to me, I can't be who I wanna be, but you're just like everything else we see.
It's hard just to fit in, be it your size, your shape, or the tone and color of skin. Maybe deformity, abnormally, I'm different, but why are they so superior and I feel insignificant? I'm like a painting, a confused brush strokes, a whipping poster, just another face for them crude jokes. I wear it all like a horrible suit of shame. I'm damaged already, and no, I'll never be the same.
Not the norm, won't conform against the grain from the day he was born. Please just treat him like a monster or evermore declare war on a misfit. That's what I get from being different. Anybody wanna walk in my kicks, please do so, cause I know that anybody wanting to get to my soul has a long dark road to toe. When you're all alone with no one to help, feel lost just walking in circles when that's just how my life is felt. Can't believe that being me can make some acts so angrily, so I just keep it twisted and represent for the family. With the same dream, yelling about the same thing, telling her what you gonna do, bunch of mites and maybes, complaints and fake schemes out of your mouth on the daily, but you follow through on everything else is just as weak as your daydreams, and I'm stuck here in this nightmare, well aware that you don't care if I took my last breath of air, and just like that I disappear.
So insecure, my line between fantasy and reality to me is nothing more than blurred. My confidence is gone, and all I got going for me is that I'm breathing in this words of this fucking song. Could it be possible that someone feels like I? Someone to tell me that it's over, there's really no need to cry. So I'm bending knees, I'm looking up to the sky. Please make it go away, make it stop, or just let me die.
I need to know just. I was just talking to the homie X-Rated and Tech N9ne last night, talking about my baby's life. They keep me going, homie. Like, no matter what, when I think about them, homie, I keep going, nigga.
Never really sleeping, wake up checking, and I'm seeing every hour if you both straight. Stressing like no other, it's a blessing when a mother or a father get to go gray. Everybody thinking that fame and fortune's equivalent to happiness with gold chains. Feel like my oldest son wasn't fucking with me. Mama must have told him something, but it's okay. Wake up in the morning before I buzz another bowl. I'm making babies, smoking oatmeal with the OJ. Take him off to school and I be racing with the toolies. So you haters better bullet with the road rage. About to hit the gym and turn my aim with no pain. Now they see the vision clearing, versus go for 4K. I was down, now I'm up, blood don't hate. Rookie of the year, got deposits at the pro rate. Now I'm sitting in the star coach. Back then, coach had me bench warming most games. Feels like a million miles away when I be thinking about my babies. I be crying while the bros hang. I was just in New Zealand at the merger. What's your name? He said Cage, and it fucked me up bad because I'm missing you, Dre, Osiris, and Soleil. Every day the mission, make it home all alone, getting through it to my kids. They know that they can't hurt me, so these devils that he looking, trying to do it to my kids. But I will never let up. Every day I gotta get up and I do it for my kids. Everybody thinking about the future, but you gotta see it truthfully, the kids. Every day the mission, make it home all alone, getting through it to my kids. They know that they can't hurt me, so these devils that he looking, trying to do it to my kids. But I will never let up. Every day I gotta get up and I do it for my kids. Everybody thinking about the future, but you gotta see it truthfully, the kids. From sleeping on the playground slide to taking all them Greyhound rides and trying to get my PayPal right. Now I got a big house watching them play outside. You ever been homeless and your kids hungry and you're trying to weigh out pride? Asking for help when you go to people's house, but they never let you in and make you wait outside. Make you want to pull up with a K outside, cause your baby need pull-ups pushing weight outside. Raised up north, but the gang's outside. Ghost town, think I ain't catch a fade outside. They playing with my kids till I pull up when I drive through a window down, reaching about the takeout guys. Now when bitches see me, they mouth wide. When you're starting at the bottom, but you can't downsize. They be thinking it's a game when it come to these babies. I don't play about mine. Especially with headlines saying they be shooting kids and they stay outlined. We gotta be present, not just buy presents and take our time. My family was always dysfunctional, it seems, but I came out fine. Damn, another black man dead on the news that can't come home and raise our kind. They trying to make it our culture to not be here. Nigga, stay online. Much love to the queens holding down everything when we can't, y'all try. And to my kings, stay sharp, get healthy, and think about the kids before they take our lives. Man. Every day the mission, make it home all alone, getting through it to my kids. They know that they can't hurt me, so these devils steady looking, trying to do it to my kids. But I will never let up. Every day I gotta get up and I do it for my kids. Everybody thinking about the future, but you gotta see it truthfully, the kids. Every day the mission, make it home all alone, getting through it to my kids. They know that they can't hurt me, so these devils steady looking, trying to do it to my kids. But I will never let up. Every day I gotta get up and I do it for my kids. Everybody thinking about the future, but you gotta see it truthfully, the kids.
No matter how hard life get, whenever I feel like I can't keep going, homie, I just think about my babies. And that's all the motherfucking motivation I need. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Hate me while I'm here, but you miss me when I'm gone. Sometimes it just feels like we won't ever get along. How can this be real if it doesn't leave a scar? Yeah, you left me in the dark.
I can't love you from afar.
Today I woke up and ain't feel so hot. So my doctor said I need pills to pop. Anxiety is something that I deal with a lot. Yeah, but I don't even know if it's real or not. I guess I'm just a little bit unstable, right? In my mind, cause I kinda like the crazy type. But I'll be lying if I said it don't pay the price, though. These psycho bitches ain't ladylike. Huh. Whoa, whoa, she rips up my clothing. Ain't nobody hot, I got, I'm exploding. Sucking, she blows me. Fuck it, I'm lonely. But gotta get home before your boyfriend notice me. I'm not supposed to get close with these hoes, they're no good for me. No, but I'm not good on my own, and I hate being alone. So I'm bringing one home with me. Go to sleep, wake up to find that she stole from me.
Hate me while I'm here, but you miss me when I'm gone. Sometimes it just feels like we won't ever get along. How can this be real if it doesn't leave a scar? Yeah, you left me in the dark.
I can't love you from afar.
I can't love you from afar. So I cry out in the dark. So I cry out in the dark.
How can this be real if it doesn't leave a scar? If it doesn't leave a scar.
No, I can't love you from afar.
Tough titty girl, yup, tough sledding. I don't give a damn if you wanna get petty. Amber Heard, leave a turd, you can shit on my bedding. While I'm on a bus heading to a shotgun wedding. Walk down the aisle, I'ma die soon. Yeah, cause we say our vows, at least try to. As she looks in my eyes and says I do. While I look in her eyes, I say I do. Nah. Oh, let me sing my ballad. Love won't last, I'm a heartbreak addict. Baby, cry them tears, you can feel my chalice. How many hearts have I now damaged? Damn it, I don't want to excuse my antics, but I don't got time for the ones who don't matter. Fuck a work-life balance when you're trying to live lavish in a house so big, I'ma earn my palace.
While I'm here, but you miss me when I'm gone. Sometimes it just feels like we won't ever get along. How can this be real if it doesn't leave a scar? Yeah, you left me in the dark.
I can't love you from afar.
I can't love you from afar. So I cry out in the dark. So I cry out in the dark.
How can this be real if it doesn't leave a scar? If it doesn't leave a scar. No, I can't love you from afar.
Enchanted this holiday season at Meadowlark's Winter Walk of Lights. Gather your friends, family, or that special someone and enjoy a leisurely half-mile walk along an elegant paved garden trail aglow with countless sparkling lights and see Vienna's Meadowlark Botanical Gardens as you've never seen it before. Sparkling. Your holiday season starts now. Don't wait any longer because capacity is limited. Reserve tickets today and be enchanted this holiday season at winterwalkoflights.com. That's winterwalkoflights.com.
There's only one road into Key West, but you won't believe where it can take you. Travel back in time to a city rich with history. Discover amazing artists and musicians. Taste seafood fresh off the boat, or just kick back and soak up the island vibe. For more about Key West, visit flakeys.com. Key West, close to perfect, far from normal.
Apart and bled my heart out, was the other way. I did all I could to make you stay, but I was broken and hoping for just a bit of change. I can feel that you won't deal with that. Can't conceal that I could never heal that. Sipping on some chamomile, trying to reel back. So lovely when we distract. So watch me as I fade away. Just another heartbreak, just another day. Just another cold night, just avoiding fate. Just don't stay awake. Please don't stay awake.
Now I'm medicated, wanna stay high. Take your halo, make it into a necktie. Then I stretch it,
stretch it real tight. Now it's time for us to say goodbye.
My mouth go crazy. Wait till I get my lipstick on.
My mouth go crazy.
That's when I get my pimp shit on.
My mouth go crazy.
Talk shit, but they know I be. Want a piece, better pay that fee. Hey, but he can't do it like me. My mouth go crazy. 1, 2, 3, who she? J-U-S-T-I-N-A-V-A-L-E-N-T-I-N-E. You see me on your TV screen. Gonna be sexy, text me, just ski, ski, ski. All on these sheets, head game so fire. Stop, drop, roll. Pussy so good, gotta pay that toll. A bitch go crazy. Right to the left, right, left, 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 you step. Hit him with the woe, kill him with the flow. Then I pick and roll, I'm a centerfold. Bitch, you looking pitiful. Go north to the south, to the east, to the west. Cause you gotta make it wet. And I say it with my chest. Gotta lick it for you, stick it. And it's how we gotta kick it. We've been topping really vicious like a duff. It's delicious. Ooh. If I said it, then I meant it. If I didn't, then forget it. Get your money, I've been better. Get reviews about I'm ready. So you know I gotta get it. They don't gotta give me credit. Cause I know where I'm headed. See my ex, he been dead. Cherish me like I'm a relic. And I'm really overzealous. And no wonder that he's jealous. He told me that I'm his fetish. And I'm all about my letters. But I mean, you need a medic. Oh, you bitches apathetic. And I'm ever so depressed. Truth is, I'm ill selfish. I'm so high, I'm feeling hellish. Off the top, you get beheaded. Get up, I'm gonna let it. Got straight, but been better. Hot dog with no relic. So you better catch up and run to get my mouth go dumb, absurd. I ain't even gotta use words. All I do is use my tongue like la 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 la. I'm done.
My mouth go crazy.
Loco. Wait till I get my lipstick on.
My mouth go crazy.
That's when I get my pimp shit on.
My mouth go crazy.
Talk shit, but they know I be. Want a piece, better pay that fee. Hey, but he can't do it like me. My mouth go C-R-A-Z-Y. Ooh. If I'm in the spot, they gon' pay me mine. I'ma get him rocked like a Jay-Z sign. Peeking at me like a lazy eye. Lady bye. I'm with a shady guy, going south on 85. And I love for the Mercedes drive. He gon' want me to the day he die. I'm a savage, fuck average. You can find me where the bad chicks be. Fucking up the mattress, doing backflips. On a fat dick lover, I ride that D. Got bad habits, living lavish. At the strip club, I'ma blow them G's. Daddy give me carrots like a rabbit. I'm a vegan, but I still take that meat. Don't pay attention to these bitches. All these chickens be clucking. I'ma show them what my mouth do. They ain't talking about nothing. Give you instructions how to suck it. Gotta make it disgusting. Get the suck until he busting. That's the end of discussion. My mouth go crazy. Wait till I get my lipstick on.
My mouth go crazy.
That's when I get my pimp shit on.
My mouth go crazy.
Talk shit, but they know I be. Want a piece, better pay that fee. Hey, but he can't do it like me.
Pay attention to these bitches. All these chickens be clucking. I'ma show them what my mouth do. They ain't talking about nothing. Give you instructions how to suck it. Gotta make it disgusting. Get the suck until he busts. And that's the end of discussion.
Yeah, came through stepping with the queso dripping. Since back then, shit, I ain't no different. No sunshine, I finna paint no bitch in. Nigga, I'm back here to stay, so listen. Raise your fist if you down with the hop. I ain't gon' miss, bitch, I'm wild with the shot. Now halo sits as a crown on your top. Don't make no sense how I'm styling, I'm hot. Don't ask me when the fuck I'm dropping that new. Never knowing I'ma hop in that booth. Still I'm copping that loop. But lyrically aiming choppers at you. Ain't no telling who about to get it when I cock it back. Boom, that's blood on the wall like a Halloween scene. Who the fuck did it? They know it was probably me. Yeah, poppin' these three new Dottie Street freaks. Gotta put on the rubber before I hop in these cheeks. These hoes trying to get a free ride. Gotta be wise from the west coast to the east side. If she slide, then she might be plotting on your fucking demise. For having your B-A-B-Y, you watch your bank account swerve. Now your pockets drained and malnourished. You send texts with rage and foul words. Shit just ain't too safe around her. That's why I stay real low-key. Melatonin in the strap make you go to sleep. It'll leave niggas tap dancing with both feet. I am not taking my chance out of no streets. I ain't never had me a pair of no gold teeth. I ain't trying to be a target for a slow creep in the parking lot of Target, screaming, no, please. Now you in a real tough pickle, Rick? Oh, jeez.
Ah, nigga, these killers gon' do what they supposed to do. Now you got no jumper finally posting you. Doctors ain't able to stitch up your open wounds. Everybody faking like they was close with you. Dying for nothing, got you on the billboard. Yeah. Well, I guess that was something to live for. When the devil pull up with his pitchfork, you better hope you ain't stuck in this shitstorm. I'm live in eight damn the city center. Yeah. Hoes know me as H-Man, the titty licker. Yeah. I'm ill, your lame ass a pity. Nigga, really no need to debate that, you kitty litter. A penny pickup, a Henny sipper. I be brutally beating on my opponent until he give up. Yeah. Bitch, I'm a fucking gator, you merely a mini pitcher. Niggas know that you see prodigies go to, it really is us.
Started, they ain't want me in the flicks. Nowadays, all they wanna do is take a pic. Girls everywhere, I ain't gotta take your bitch. I can make a dream come true, make a wish. Black Ray Bans got me blocking out the haters. Peanut butter jealous, they just hate us cause they ain't us. Plotting on the way, I'm gonna retire on some acres. And my black Ray Bans got me blocking out the haters. Ran the time I'm back to Kansas City from the shy. Mobbing through a solo back in 2009. Ain't nobody know me, so it's really no surprise. I was trying to get connected, only knew a couple guys. Jay and Dutchie got me on the scene doing shows. We combine our powers and the teams get exposed. Haters looking at me like, yo, he don't really go and treat me like the weakest link, I guess, but they ain't even know. When the show was over, they had pictures for the group. And I swear to God, that's what I'm telling you the truth. Homies waving, yo, but bro, we need you for the shoot. But this photographer ain't know me, so she telling me to move. And all my years of living, guess how many fucks I've given. This was one of them, and it's the reason that I'm driven. I ain't wanna be it, they put me in this position. Now I see a different vision, I'ma need my recognition. When I first started, they ain't want me in the flicks. Nowadays, all they wanna do is take a pic. Girls everywhere, I ain't gotta take your bitch. I can make a dream come true, make a wish. Black Ray Bans got me blocking out the haters. Peanut butter jealous, they just hate us cause they ain't us. Plotting on the way, I'm gonna retire on some acres. And my black Ray Bans got me blocking out the haters. Triumph on the trucker, try it, motherfucker. Nowadays I like it, I buy it, motherfucker. I walk in the building, start a riot, motherfucker. It's praises to the highest, my personal is private. First time in Red Rocks, rocking out with Jay. Second time dead, that was when I got the chain. Third time dead, I was on my swing of saint. Looking like a $1 million, laughing to the bank. Kinda standoffish, but someone that you should know. OG status, too respected in the mo. Dig said the best, we going upwards when we go. Swank Lord, baby, fuck you if you fall. And all my years of living, guess how many fucks I've given. This was one of them, and it's the reason that I'm driven. I ain't wanna be it, they put me in this position. Now I see a different vision, I'ma need my recognition, yeah. Got me blocking out the haters. They hate us cause they ain't us. How I'm gonna retire on some acres. They got me blacking out the haters. When I first started, they ain't want me in the flicks. Nowadays, all they wanna do is take a pic. Girls everywhere, I ain't gotta take your bitch. I can make a dream come true, make a wish. Black Ray Bans got me blocking out the haters. Peanut butter jealous, they just hate us cause they ain't us. Plotting on the way, I'm gonna retire on some acres. And my black Ray Bans got me blocking out the haters.
Where the haters at? We never see them, they spectators while we participate in coliseums. It's success, the best revenge, we put them in the mausoleum. We killing it, bitch, that little money they get wouldn't cover our per diem. We breaking their hearts, take a look at their crew, they been breaking apart. They betraying the art, they ain't really MCs, they been faking the part. Take a look at the charts, we raising the bar like we pole voted on our way to the stars. Didn't really believe we were so dull till the album dropped and they caught them off guard. Who? Who?
Take a look at that line, it's a triple entendre. This boo, cause they spookin', this boo, cause they suckin', this boo, cause they crawlin'. I slither up on a rap circle around them like an anaconda.
Rap circles around them like an anaconda.
You gotta understand, in any rap circle that I'm around, I am a problem. I am a problem in the cypher. I get hyper, I'll shit on the beat like a diaper. You siphon, your style, I heard it before. You biter, gotta throw that flow in a hamper. It's dirty, it's tired, you thought that verse was fire.
D-Nut.
But you're right, cause you're fired.
But a party hall, I'm on a crew. I ain't a pop star, but I'll show you what that knock can do. I'm just a lost cause, living like I'm bulletproof. Yeah, Sticky Baby, aka the king of the tone. I ain't a rock star, but I be the loudest in rooms. I'm like a pop star, getting pussy like Charlie Puth. I'm just a lost cause, living like I'm bulletproof. Yeah, Sticky Baby, aka the king of the tone. I'm the voice of the underground, yet I speak for the dead. If you feel 6 feet up.
There's only one road into Key West, but you won't believe where it can take you. Travel back in time to a city rich with history. Discover amazing artists and musicians. Taste seafood fresh off the boat, or just kick back and soak up the island vibe. For more about Key West, visit flakeys.com. Key West, close to perfect, far from normal.
We made USAA insurance to help you save. Take advantage of discounts when you cover your home and your ride. Discover how we're helping members save at usaa.com/bundle.
USAA.
Restrictions apply.
Now let this song give you rest. I got that Ouija board, daddy, and yeah, she licked the paint check. I left them goosebumps, spread it all, so I wanna check. So I pick all of my fake friends and I drop them off in cemeteries. I salam alaikum, yeah, that's way too much shit to bury. Way too much shit to carry on. Yeah, I ain't a rap star, but a party hall, I'm on the crew. I ain't a pop star, but I'll show you what that knock can do. I'm just a lost cause, living like I'm bulletproof. Yeah, Sticky Baby, aka the king of the tone. I ain't a rock star, but I be the loudest in rooms. I'm like a pop star, getting pussy like Charlie Puth. I'm just a lost cause, living like I'm bulletproof. Yeah, Sticky Baby, aka the king of the tone.
I need a tomato, little lady, with them lips like Jolie. The spirits have been trying to hold me. Jamie conjure up that whiskey with a splash of holy. Cause I've been feeling hella evil, just a little lonely. She be sipping Bloody Marys, I be drinking Beetlejuice. If you're feeling kinda scary, then we're gonna need a room. Say my name 3 times and I'll rearrange some guts. G-string to the side, then I beat it to the
drum. Rock star, but a party hall, I'm on the crew. I ain't a pop star, but I'll show you what that knock can do. I'm just a lost cause, living like I'm bulletproof. Yeah, Sticky Baby, aka the king of the tone.
I ain't a rock star, but I be the loudest in rooms. I'm like a pop star, getting pussy like Charlie Puth. I'm just a lost cause, living like I'm bulletproof. Yeah, Sticky Baby, aka the king of the tone.
It felt like home to you. I love it to love.
Met you in the Netherlands, Purmerend, just to be exact. Every day throughout the week that passed, we would chat. Girl, I really needed that. I used to always hope that we would be a match, a reenact, a love movie scene. In fact, see my heart, you had a fucking key to that. And I was close to saying I don't need it back. But I know there's always gotta be a catch. Yes, still I'd Uber you to your dime. Every single day we spending more time. No denying I was yours and your mind. I would fuck you looking into your eyes. Pussy gave me more life, that's facts. You was working mobile on your laptop. And during lunch, you would throw that ass back. Girl, I love your style when you honest. Plus you got the fucking smile of a goddess. I was like, I want it now. I'm on a fucking cloud of heaven. Coming down isn't promised. You was damn near living at my loft. We was lost in the sauce all year. Everything I wanted, it was all here. After that, you hit me with a small fear. You was telling me you wanna go to Spain on a holiday. Yeah, I was cool with it. I ain't go. I was here house shopping in the damn girl. I was too busy. So you caught a solo flight to Malaga. I just knew my motherfucking time was up. When you left, 1 week turned to two weeks, turned to three in my left. I won't lie, pain start to burn in me. I was walking through the city worrying. Then you FaceTimed me and told me that you met a nigga and you won't return to me. I said, plot twist, is it real life? All the sudden shit just doesn't feel right. Deep down I know that you are still mine. Tell me, baby, does he feel like
home to you, home to you? I need to know, does he feel like home to you? I need to know, does he feel like home to you?
I gotta know.
Now I'm all alone, single on single with a microphone, singing more jingles, feeling all blue, cause it ain't gonna be no more me and you. Now you're saying we could still be friends though. I'm already knowing how the plan go. Don't go making promises you can't hold. It's just not a question. You ain't gotta stress it, but you stop the texting like your hand broke. Although you wanna have your cake and eat it too, you just know he ain't gonna let you have both. Now you only hit me when your man gone. When he home, he going through your damn phone. See my name, using it as ammo. Flipping on you like a fucking asshole. Saying you ain't nothing but a rap hoe. And you said he jealous of my cash flow. Cause I sag my motherfucking pants low. Plus I'm going places that he can't go. So you had to ghost me slowly, just to maintain your new nigga. You figured that'd be the best way to walk away without me feeling too bitter. And I swear to God I ain't roasting. This in close, here's what I noticed. You impulsive, even more than most chicks. Everyone around you knows this. I ain't tripping cause you met a new dude. Girl, do you, that's fine. Shit, you got me tripping cause you only call when the nigga hurt you and you crying. Now you out of luck in Spain, living with a man who drive you insane. Everything that you and I has changed. Now I'm just a therapist when it rains. I shit, plot twist, is it real life? All of a sudden it's like nothing feels right. I wonder if you wishing you were still mine. Tell me, baby, does he feel like
home to you, home to you? I need to know, does he feel like home to you? I need to know, does he feel like home to you?
I gotta know,
am I still on
your mind?
I need to know, does he feel like home to you?
Is that man your family? Is he really worth your time?
I need to know, does he feel like home to you? I need to know, does he feel like home to you? I need to know, does he feel like home to you? I need to know, does he feel like home to you? I need to know.
Chopping them, baby. I'm a sad, keeps me feeling like I'm some kind of dog. Don't get me misconstrued, I'm just a regular dude who's wanted for dismemberment of a corpse. Ran back to Phoenix, Arizona, all the way to Tacoma, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Delray, Northern California, where the snakes paranoia, they're just begging me to chop them away.
I keep on chopping them, baby.
Slamboree, rockin' FUBU, hillbilly jamboree, sorcery and voodoo. Forced to make it happen for myself, so I'm selfish. Don't associate with anybody feeding shellfish. Damn near 40 and I'm still hungry. Rock sweatpants and khakis, I don't wear dungarees. No, my agitated limericks spit truth to the faceless. The two-party system is stupid and tasteless.
You fall for it.
White people say I'm pandering. SK bayonet, split your damn Mandarin. Raw in the telly with a chick that speak Mandarin. So I'm not concerned if you slandering. Try to be the bigger person, but I had a bad reaction. Bad bitch post a pic, then I click the sad reaction. Shadow on me, space lab back in action. I grab a sample, then divide it into fractions.
Yeah. Jama, jama, bomb like I'm Osama. Swinging a katana, come swim with the piranha.
Yeah.
One drop, two drop, three drop, four. Shadow on me, space lab will take your face off.
Let's go.
Jama, jama, bomb like I'm Osama. Swinging a katana, come swim with the piranha.
Yeah.
One drop, two drop, three drop, four. Shadow on me, space lab will take your face off. Let's go.
Yo, yo, welcome to my multiverse. I'm multitasking, whipping ass and dropping a funky verse. Let's hit reverse and spin the block again, a second burst. I know this Lex the Hex and Jay Palumbo record hurts. They say I rip shit, spray the world with my sickness. Popping out of nowhere like unsolicited dick pics. I flip switch and switch quick as an instinct. And pop yamming like top ramen is instant. Sometimes I wonder how I come up with this. How any smart-minded rapper really running with this? And I'm like, how many MCs is gonna get hit? I should charge you just to mention you 100 of this. You running from this, fire leg, gun in the clip, 100 of the drum, so niggas better come with they click. Let's go. Grandstand like I'm doing a handstand. With a shadow on me, blam fam, don't get blam fam. Yeah.
Jama jama, bomb like I'm Osama. Swinging a katana, come swim with the piranha.
Yeah.
One drop, two drop, three drop, four. Shadow on me, space lab will take your face off.
Let's go.
Jama jama, bomb like I'm Osama. Swinging a katana, come swim with the piranha.
Yeah.
One drop, two drop, three drop, four. Shadow on me, space lab will take your face off.
Let's go.
Just the heart and enjoy blood. Cause what you need, they won't give it up. Unless you're part of their boys' club. Rush for greed is never tough succeed. They'd rather us to bleed and destroy love. But fuck the deeds the big boy does. We lust to feed and kick noise out.
Why? Yeah, so you pay.
Lies.
My blood is fire.
Lies.
My blood is fire.
Lies.
My blood is fire.
Broke
walls out of trust. My blood is fire.
We starving, I beg your fucking pardon. You said it wasn't Darwin and told us have faith.
Yeah.
So we barging into your truth garden. Forbidden fruit carving, got a hold of that taste.
Yeah.
They kept it away from us, now we are waking up. No conversation, just give it up.
Yeah.
Those stories of saints and crushed, all of it faked in blood, ruling a nation. The jig is up.
Yeah.
All the dirt we're gonna dig up. Snake is in the grass, we're gonna trap it when it's live up.
Yeah.
No mistaken, I'm delivered from all indoctrination. You're forsaken when we triggered. Yeah. Turn water to wine. I did it with rhyme. If you're not of this kind, I'll scare your bruh. Yeah. This body, this mind, ain't sick and not blind. I shine from here to out here to watch. Yeah. Hungry, yeah. Thirsty, yeah. And I ain't talking burgers and a Slurpee. Yeah. The kind of stuff in time can really murk me. I'm talking about something that can wake me and rework me. Yeah.
Broke the spell, now I'm an irate one. Coming to get what you're cooking, I take it and I ate some. My migration to criminalization. I'm taking other motherfucking food and libation.
Blood, yeah, I saw you pray.
Lies.
My blood is fire.
Lies.
My blood is fire.
Lies.
My blood is fire.
Broke
what?
They're staring, glaring, everything they wanna be comparing. Take off all of the betterment, I'm stronger and I'm on a mission. I'm a sick of all of the bearing. Enemy remedy, heresy telling me I'd be a better me. But the best me isn't me, that I'm worth bettering. Based on books that are spin with that intake individuals that are double check fucking gay and die. Die, get sick about the ring of a flock, defending enough. I'm talking about the pink of the rough at the top. I'm putting my dagger for the pin of the flop. They've never really been the motherfucker. Back in the back of their feet like a mountain. Top of the mat, stitch of water by the mattress. Got the breath of dead, you come on, get the goddamn.
All the liars on the face.
Demonstrate everyone levitates. I am a victim of your, but I can relate. Emulate feelings are ever great. Feeling assimilate, sitting around when they masturbate.
You motherfuckers don't watch me sit up right now.
Dracula.
It's a vibe, I'm alive. It's a vibe, slip and slide, we gon' ride. It's a vibe, I'm alive. It's a vibe, slip and slide, we gon' ride. It's a vibe, I'm alive. It's a vibe, slip and slide, we gon' ride. It's a vibe, I'm alive. It's a vibe, slip and slide, we gon' ride. It's a vibe, vibe, vibe. New York Fashion Week, free peep my fit. It's a vibe, watch me work. You too inexperienced, you might get hurt. It's a vibe, I'm double now. I'm from Detroit, off Lafayette, the savoir faire. It's a vibe, the somnia. Expensive taste, spit it out, cause I don't care. It's a vibe, come check this out. It tastes good, you should put it in your mouth. It's a vibe, I'm alive. It's a vibe, slip and slide, we gon' ride. It's a vibe, I'm alive. It's a vibe, slip and slide, we gon' ride. It's a vibe, I'm alive. It's a vibe, slip and slide, we gon' ride. It's a vibe, I'm alive. It's a vibe, slip and slide, we gon' ride. It's a vibe, vibe, vibe. It's a vibe, I just wanna rock. It's a vibe, get money, don't stop. It's a vibe, I survived, I've arrived to the top. It's a vibe, I'll go higher and I'll never ever drop. It's a vibe, know what time it is and I don't wear a watch. It's a vibe, I'm too lit, I'm too live, like crew. It's a vibe, when I spit, boy, I thought you knew. It's a vibe, I'm alive. It's a vibe, slip and slide, we gon' ride. It's a vibe, I'm alive. It's a vibe, slip and slide, we gon' ride. It's a vibe, I'm alive. It's a vibe, slip and slide, we gon' ride. It's a vibe, I'm alive. It's a vibe, slip and slide, we gon' ride.
She hates me today.
my backseat, addicted to my technique. Can't speak, don't be controversial. Life without commercials got me feeling like this vibe is universal.
Crazy.
And dripping till it's gone. Only darkness and death in her favorite song. Fighting Russian roulette with five in the chamber. Tattoos, daddy issues, and an attitude, I'm liking it. Find the biggest motherfucker in the pit, she fighting it. Right to break the skin, but keep it going, never stop. Get a girl, hella crazy, but she hot. Me a god.
At a dare, and I'm rich too, so even if what you're saying is true, look, bitch, I'm the rubber, you're the glue, get a clue, like.
Have to get it, you dudes, you talking shit, but never been in my shoes, you never walked this close to the edge and live to speak about it, I gave life to you suckers, can't even breathe without it,
sounds. I let it pass, but you've been out of bounds. You never walk this close to the flame and live to grieve about it. I can't even speak about it.
Now, how did I make positive energy the remedy for what they did to me? I always had an identity, so nobody could think they invented me. The people's rapper, fuck this industry. I feel sympathy and empathy for my enemies, cause you can't stop what was meant to be. My path been in motion since the sperm cell swam through the ocean of my mother's love, with the intention to never give a motherfuck. I was focused on coming up, and you was just another nut on the notch of a belt of some guy that your motherfuck. I digress, but that's the confidence you gotta have in a world where you ain't promised shit, and it's awkward to be an optimist. Never believing that I was a failure, know that you a winner despite what they tell you. As soon as the gravy train start leaving the station, they got plans to derail you. It's things I've been through I would never mention, but there's some folks that hope I would never blow because they scared it might expose their bad intentions. Now rap fans, don't go guessing who, but if you ever tried to do me dirty on my journey, yeah, it's you.
Have to get it, you do. You talking shit but never been in my shoes. You never walked this close to the edge and live to speak about it. I gave life to you suckers, can't even breathe without.
We made USAA insurance for veterans like James. When he found out how much USAA was helping members save, he said,
"It's time to switch.
We'll help you find the right coverage at the right price. USAA. What you're made of, we're made for." Restrictions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Had to spit at you clowns. I let it pass, but you've been out of bounds. You never walked this close to the flame and live to grieve about it. I can't even speak about it.
Not a digit. Fill up the bottle, watch him go. Drowning out the sorrow with the lines of the blow.
gon' fit.
On the beat.
Yeah. Oh shit. Let's go. Yeah. Yeah. Whole fit lays in crazy. I'm a trip. I'm a trip. I'm a trip. Oh shit. Oh shit. Oh shit. Whole fit going crazy. I'm a trip. I'm a trip. I'm a trip. I'm a trip. Oh shit. Yeah, I'm trapping in my Griefer shorts. I'm fucking skating in my Griefer shorts. Bitch, I fucking gathering my Griefer shorts. They always hating on my Griefer shorts. Yo, bitch, love my fucking Griefer shorts. I got five pairs of these Griefer shorts. My whole fit revolve around these Griefer shorts. Yeah, they stop and stare at my Griefer shorts.
I put your bitch in my Griefer shorts. I hit a lick in my Griefer shorts. I trade flip in my Griefer shorts. I wig split in my Griefer shorts. Man, I'm throwing hands in my Griefer shorts. I got bagged up grams in my Griefer shorts. I hold bands in the pocket of my Griefer shorts. Wait, you don't know the brand that makes a Griefer shorts?
Well, let me tell you.
It's lazy and crazy, baby. This unlike anything you've seen before. Ski mask shirt and had that match with the Griefer shorts. I got 10 pairs, but I really need some more. Cause you will not find me flexing without these Griefer shorts.
Whole fit lazy and crazy. I'm a trip. I'm a trip. I'm a trip. Oh shit.
You fucked up.
Oh shit. Whole fit. Going crazy. I'm a trip. I'm a trip. I'm a trip. I'm a trip. Oh shit. Yeah, I'm trapping in my Griefer shorts.
If you would like to be a proud sponsor of Rebel Counter Radio, shoot us an email.
Like to be a proud sponsor on Replicon Radio, shoot us an email to repliconiswatching@gmail.com for more information.
Whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop. Whoop, this mic being crazy again?
Yeah,
already?
Yep, always.
Whoop,
always.
Whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, motherfucking whoop, whoop.
I would assume you were whooped out, sir.
I'm just going to say it how people spell it. Whoop, whoop.
Whap, whap.
Whoop, so, whoop.
I can't believe you're still on that fucking stupid train.
Whoop.
He's a first decker. Leave him alone. He's an old man.
Welcome to the whoop.
Yeah, but
whoop.
He's still on that fucking there's no H in whoop train.
I know. I was
he's
on,
the only one that's on that hill.
I was on that back in 2002.
Stupid.
2003.
I mean, it's whoop, whoop.
There's even a whole, like, one of the biggest companies in the world that make those fucking whoop bands.
Whoop.
That spells it whoop.
Yeah, they whoop.
And they're called whoop bands.
Because they whoop.
No, they whoop, whoop.
Whoop.
What up, Cora?
Whoop, whoop.
Yo, what up?
What up, y'all? How's everybody doing? Hope everybody doing good. We out here, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we're in here. We're not out here.
We're out here in the world.
No, we're Craig, in the world.
King of the world?
We're in the world.
We are in the world.
We ain't out of the world.
The guy of the Juggalos was out of this world.
Oh, yeah.
That's because they're from outer space.
It was a space theme. Wah, 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 wah.
Mm-hmm. I saw a few space costumes.
Did you?
I like the green bodysuit aliens that were running around. Those guys were fun.
You're into that? Yep. Feel like a new fetish for you?
No, they were just doing stupid shit.
Oh. Oh, I saw those people.
Yeah, they were just, you know, acting up.
Acting fools. A fool.
Acting like fools.
I like it when people act cool. Sometimes.
Act a damn fool.
Hell yeah. How was your guys this week?
It's pretty uneventful. I didn't really do much.
Nothing?
No. I was bedridden on Tuesday because I abused my body too damn much.
Yeah?
Yep.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, but it my stomach started feeling better.
I've been abusing my body all week.
Yeah.
I got home at like 7:30 last night.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's still daylight.
It was.
Barely.
I literally did nothing today.
I don't blame you, man. It's a recouping day.
I planned on doing stuff. And then I woke up. My dog woke me up at like 8.
What up,
bitch? And I was like, hell no, dude.
Wake up, motherfucker.
I was like, we can't do this.
I ain't seen you in a week, motherfucker. Get up. Know.
That is what I did. I got a new dog.
And I was like, nope. And after you cover up like 8 times, she'll eventually go back to bed. So yeah. I went through that whole process. And I woke back up at like 11:30. Ate a whole pound of bacon.
Sleeping a day away.
I did go to a comic book shop before I came here.
Yeah. That's yeah, it. I forgot. I got a new dog on, what was it, Sunday? Saturday?
I think it was
Saturday, yeah.
Brand new puppy dog.
The brand new old puppy dog.
Tim Kaczynski, you're welcome for uploading the videos.
Crackhead.
There's a shit ton more videos coming.
It was a foster rescue, and when they found her, she was with some meth heads that got arrested, and they were living in a truck. And they tested the dog. Both of the dogs in there tested positive for meth.
Jesus Christ.
For real? Yeah, for real. It's a little crackhead baby.
Damn.
Yeah. So far, we haven't seen any mental damage. So maybe not a lot. Maybe just secondhand meth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dog wasn't actively smoking it.
It was like 5 weeks ago that dog had meth in its system. So it's still jonesing, you know.
Damn.
But
bro.
Actually, that dog's pretty chill. It doesn't do a lot.
Meth.
I remember I saw on Facebook you were debating on names. Did you decide on a name?
No, not yet. It's only been in the house for
a couple
days. The dog's
name is Mayeth.
Try to let the names come to us.
I'm gonna go leave a comment on the post.
There you go.
Because I didn't know that history of the dog.
Yeah.
I have a great name. I'm not going to say it on here because I don't want to offend my friends.
I suggested Metheny, but they didn't want that.
That's a good name, too. Yeah, that's a good name.
Yeah.
You can name it after a fruit. If you'd like.
Oh, okay.
Just an idea.
Fruit pie.
Fruit pie.
Fruit pie the dog. Yep.
There you go.
Fruit pie the dog.
I like Metheny, though. That's funny.
Metheny?
Yeah, Metheny.
But then you just call her Meth for short, and that'd be weird.
You call her Methy.
You're just in the South Side, just like, Meth!
You're like, you're Meth! Methy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many people would be running your alley.
Yeah.
Like, who got it?
Yeah. Who, I got what you need.
That's funny. How about you, Rude? You make it out the chair?
I mean, I didn't do a whole lot, but yeah, I mean.
Bruce still down for the count.
Yeah. He is.
He's still on back probation.
Yep, can't do a whole lot. I didn't do much. I don't even know what the fuck I did.
He was just home watching videos of The Gathering.
Yeah, pretty much.
Motherfucker called me whatever day it was, day two or three. I think I talked to Rue more. I was like, I told Bill, I was like, I don't know who I told. I told somebody.
He just told it to the stars.
Right. Whoever was standing next to me, I told. I was like, this motherfucker's like a high school girl. I ain't talking to that dude this much in my whole since fucking weird kids.
Oh, he called me. Like, so I'd send him a message because I seen.
He wanted some merch.
Yeah, I seen some merch that I wanted, but they were out of it when he got over there. So he called me up and he's like, what the fuck did you want? I was like, well, here, dude, it was this number and it was by that shirt.
Sold out.
And it sold out. I said, fuck it, don't even worry about it. I was like, so how's everything going? Because I knew he didn't have, I knew he had this time, he had nothing but time at this point. And he wasn't really doing a whole lot, just pretty much just sitting over with Tom
up there screwing around.
Yelling.
Yeah, and just chilling. Because that's what we do when we get there. So, I don't know, I just kind of asked him a few questions about how's it going. And just tell him, like, bro, I'm looking at all these videos and I miss it, you know? But
he was missing it.
I think that went away Saturday. I wasn't missing it so much Saturday. After I talked to him how hot it was and shit, I'm like, I'm kind of glad I ain't out there, bro.
I saw a lot of posts on like day zero and day one. Oh. Of like, Jesus like, Christ.
The heat that they got, we ain't even get here yet.
Yeah.
No, it was hot.
Yeah.
Humidity is hot as fuck.
Yeah, we haven't even had that heat here yet.
It was hot, man.
I mean, now, don't get me wrong. Like, last week, you open up the door here and fucking get hit with that heat in your face and can't breathe. That's what we have.
Well,
it gets hot.
Well, Ohio gets it a couple days after us. Or, you know, the weather system moves that way. So, that was probably what they got. It's just following
their heat was hotter than what we got.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, usually the weather fronts move that way. Like, if we're getting a bad thunderstorm, they're going to get it a couple days later. They're going to get it.
Right.
Fuck yeah. What up, Larry? Clown love. Clown, see, I don't ever understand emojis, but I understand clown love.
I never fucking put that together, but
clown love, clown hit me up.
Clown heart.
Clown yeah. heart.
What's a clown heart?
Clowny dagger.
Fuck yeah.
It's full of whipped cream.
So I'm gonna do my best to recap.
I did find there was my dog gathering. Shit in my motherfucking yard, and it wasn't even from my dog, and
dang.
These motherfuckers be walking.
That's my bad, bro.
That just sucked, yeah.
I couldn't make it in the house.
I'll let it slide, man.
Somebody else was using the facilities.
Yeah. I'll let it slide this time.
But yeah, so I'm going to do my best in my poor memory having...
Here we go.
...heavy drinking ass to...
We only need about 2.5 hours
to do
of stories.
I think I remember... I don't think I forget anything. I forget some of my conversations I had or whatever, but I don't
call care. Mr. Green. Get him on the phone.
That motherfucker was more fucked than I was.
He can coach you through it.
The most disappointing act. I didn't see him.
I could tell you what it was. I wasn't even there.
You know
the
what
most the most disappointing act was?
I mean, I already know what you're going to say.
Was fucking Riff Raff.
Yep.
I mean.
Yep.
I mean, fair. It was. Because he didn't really perform.
Right. And that's why I say it was probably the worst.
But we ain't there. We're trying to go in order. We're going in order.
Yet.
What?
We're not there yet.
I was like, damn, this motherfucker just went all metal. So, all right. So, day
we're
zero.
We're going to sit back and let you tell these stories.
Day zero.
This ought to be entertaining. I hope y'all got about 2 seconds.
6 a.m.
Don't go nowhere. 10 minutes.
6 a.m. Tuesday, July 4th, right after I left you guys just a few hours before.
Right.
We loaded up the car. We made our way to Thornville, Ohio. I remember this. So we arrived on we checked in the hotel. I added a day. We took all the shit, all the merch, all the shit out of the car. We're like, we ain't leaving this shit at the gathering in the fucking heat and shit. Rolled up to the grounds. It was about 4 o'clock, 180 degrees outside. Went and got our tickets and our passes. It's the first thing I saw when I got out of the car was old boy from Indiana wearing a Replicon Radio shirt.
Hey.
From Illinois.
Hey.
And I was like, fuck yeah, yes. Right? That's dope. Yes. Like the first thing I see is somebody in a Replicon shirt.
What's
like,
up? Did he have his bucket hat?
Just the bloody shirt.
Motherfucker.
But I was like, fuck yeah, that's dope.
I had the same dude that was here for the Blaze and the drive-by tour where they became Blaze.
Probably. It's old boy from Illinois.
That was shooting the shit.
Vinny.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, same dude.
But I saw him from afar. I didn't even see him. I just saw him from afar. I didn't realize it was him then. But it was just fresh. Like, I got a car and someone who I thought was a stranger wearing a Replicon shirt. I was like, yeah! You know what I mean? And then, like, so we go to the booth. Homie Lewis is at the booth. Shout out to Lewis. He gives us their shit. And then we just kept seeing, like, people I didn't know. Like, what up? You know, it's all love, right? We walk back to the car because we're like, you know, we got to fucking start the day. What are we doing? We're still in the parking lot. It's day zero. Here comes Blase and Roxy. Walking right past, you know what I mean? So we all get our hugs in. They're going to get tickets. Legitimately two cars down. Scum and Lynch get out the car. They're setting up a merch booth. Next thing I know, it is 4 hours later. Yeah, about 4 hours later, and we have gone through 6 bottles of Jägermeister.
Holy shit.
That is how my gathering started.
Fuck.
But it was dope. Like, I was like, the gathering wasn't even open. You couldn't even go in yet. Like, they weren't even allowing anyone in. They started allowing, like, ballas in. You know what I mean? And that was, like, really long line. And then after that, they started allowing, like, RV passes in.
Sounded like it was a clusterfuck.
Yeah, it was. So, luckily, we just didn't deal with it. We just kicked it. So, I mean, it wasn't supposed to open till the next day anyway.
So what's up with the whole fucking parking situation that they had everybody park the opposite way than normal? Everybody usually paces like front to back to the road, but now their doors were all facing the road in the parking lot. What the fuck was all up with that?
I don't know. It was different.
I noticed that off the bat.
It was set up different. Then when we went in, they had it set up to where it was like everything was blocked, so you couldn't go just into the field.
Right.
You had to go all the way up. And then, to a point, it stopped it, and it went this way. And they wanted people to go. They're trying to organize it and make it aisles.
Right. I hate that they do that. It's like, dude, let us all disperse where we're going to camp. Like, don't fucking.
Well, this is the parking lot.
I know. I'm just saying that, when you go in and you're trying to find a camp spot.
I think the idea originally was supposed to be the line to get in. Because there's only one way in.
Yeah.
And you have to deal with ballers who actually get in early. And then people have RV passes, get the RV spot. They were trying to make it right. Everybody was originally parked across the street.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, these people come in first, and they basically, just like standing in a line at a concert when you have the ropes.
Yeah.
They were trying to do that with the cars.
Yeah.
But it didn't, I think they did it at first, and then people were just like, fuck this.
Juggalos don't ever follow ropes anyway.
Well, I mean every time I've gone and drove in to find a campsite, you get directed somewhere totally different. You're like, fuck you. I don't want to camp here.
Yeah, that's not the way I want to go.
Yeah, I don't want to camp here.
Yeah, luckily for me, this is the first
VIP.
The first and only. I never went back there ever until the last night when we walked back because I got a ride from somebody else's car. Like, literally, I started there, never went back there until the last place I went was there.
Yeah.
In between, I never even went up that hill. So that worked out pretty good. But it was just dope. Like, I was like, this, you know what I mean? Like, you're just immediately surrounded by friends, especially when it's fucking scum. And you know what I mean? We're just matching Jaeger bottles. And then other people will come up. You know what I mean? Obviously, Lynch is setting up a booth. So they're selling fucking LSP shit. And people just start coming up. People were talking to me. People were talking to him. And then a new group of people comes. We're like, oh, we got a new, that's why we're drinking so much. Everyone's just like, come on, more. So that was fresh.
Shot.
It was dope. Like, I was like, dude, in my mind, it was fucking noon. It was so hot. The sun's is. I'm like, why are we fucking wasting at noon? Like, what the fuck is going on, bro? It was just awesome, man. Like, that's probably where I don't remember a lot of things. I probably ran into a lot of people. I have no fucking clue who. I just know it was all love. Everyone who spoke to me, talked to me, all love. We saw Loki. We saw Scene Loke. We finally went into the gathering, even though technically it didn't open until the next day. All the merch booths were up and shit. They had everything set up. We ended up fucking partying with Tom Wood. Tom Wood was my fucking MVP for the week. If anybody saw me at the gathering, it was either at the stage or at Tom Wood's booth. I went there, and that was what I refer to as my safe space. I can go. Like, if I'm just walking and dying, it's hot, I can go there and just sit down. Yeah, you know I mean, like,
take over his fan.
Get the man a chair.
Like, fuck your fan. It's my fan now.
Mm-hmm. He, you know what I mean? He's always got a cooler. It unfortunately didn't have Bud Light in it this year. But it is what it is. I drank 2 Coronas. That's how drunk I was. But no, man. Shout out to Tom. I don't really know what the fuck happened the first night. We partied a lot.
That makes at least 3 of us here. We don't know what happened the first night either.
I mean, I remember all the scum stuff, and then we just went. It was just. I don't know. You know how the gathering is, like late night of the gathering. Yeah. It was like that, except for we didn't have anywhere to be. Like, and just kicking it, seeing everybody for the first time in a year. I remember I ran into the homie Derek Baker, Relish Brand, the guy who does all Ouija shit. We're doing fucking shots of Malort. And I was like, you got to do a Jaeger bomb. We got to start a new tradition. Because every time I see him, we do Malorts, and that shit tastes like rubber bands.
Both
I hate
of those words just made me want to vomit. Malort and Jaeger.
Jaeger bomb. Malort makes me, it's fucking disgusting. It tastes like rubber bands, and I hate it. But it's like our tradition now.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is my tradition. So now we have 2 traditions. If I'm going to drink your bullshit, because he doesn't like Jaeger either. So if I'm going to drink your bullshit, you got to drink mine. I was like, at least mine comes with a mixer, bro. But yeah, man. I wonder what I'm correct about. I love it either way.
Right there, it tastes like rubber bands.
It does taste like rubber. It's fucking terrible. But it's, you know what I mean? It's our thing. God, I wish I remember what the fuck happened that first night.
You need somebody following you around with a camera.
Yeah. I know we ended up hanging out. I know we were hanging out at Tom's a lot. His fucking pole was kind of keeping me up. That sounded weird.
Yeah. Yes, it did.
His tent pole.
That made it worse. He pitched a tent pole.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't going to say.
Ghost pepper mead, bro.
I drink that? I didn't drink that. What happened on the first night?
If you would have called me last week,
we're going to get the riff-raff freak.
We'll get there.
I'm trying to go in order. I'm on day zero, fam, and just I don't remember what happened because I got so fucked up.
It was just started.
Like I said, the first 4 hours, we had 6 bottles of Jaeger with the scum and Lynch.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And many other people. Many other familia. You drink it? Yeah, but you're like a man. I'm not. Well, not when it comes to that shit.
I would have definitely drank it before last week.
They were both just laughing at the video of me drinking your fucking worm.
It was funny.
Which also doesn't sound
good. I love that reaction from Pete, and I love every time we get it on video. Because it is fucking
I don't
hilarious.
Watch those X-rated videos. Sorry.
No.
But I'm glad you swallowed his worm.
I did. I mean, I love that guy.
He's all over Tom Wood's pole, and he's swallowing Zitro's worm.
I know. I'm starting to wonder.
Drinking right. My Bud Light.
Oh, there it is.
Having a good old time, baby.
A little bit of that queer beer.
That Bud Light made him do it. Even somebody commented on that video, like, I bet that Bud Light was harder to get down than that worm was.
It's like, shut up. A month ago, you were fucking sucking that down.
Right.
Shut up.
That's not true.
See, look. I was just telling him. I was like, if that video didn't end, you would have got 20 more minutes of me gagging and Zitro fucking laughing.
That'd have been the best.
And then I laughed at him. I'm like, because he literally was. He did it on key. Like it was like I heard the song. Because he's like, ha, 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 ha. I was like, I don't need no goal. And then he started doing it again. And I was like, I'm a motherfucker sucker. That shit was fresh though. It was fucking fun, man. So yeah, let's just hop into, I'm trying to pull up the schedule here. Don't look at me crazy.
Look at him. Look at him in the fucking
day official. So that was day zero. This wasn't even day one.
They're shooting a video through a Brillo pad down there. Dude? It's like they ain't looking at you anyways. It's just a fucking blur.
No.
Yeah. There it is.
Sorry. We ain't got no quality, bro. Send us your money. So what the fuck happened? I don't know what the fuck happened.
So you enjoyed Hoist's little performance, and then I'm just reading a comment.
Hoist?
Replying to a comment, yes.
Oh, I guess that hasn't made it to the screen yet.
Well, it has. It's passed already.
Oh, really?
It's crass.
Why do some of them come on the TV and some of them don't?
It did come on the TV.
I just want to know why... You still can't read the damn timeline.
It's fucking miserable.
Like, I'm on the website. I can't fucking read it.
I was, too. That's why I wanted it on the screen so I didn't have to look at my phone.
At one point, I did have the PDF of it, and, like, I was able to read it.
This is just...
Yeah, I guess you got to download it, and it's... Yeah, click download on it, and... Oh, you don't have it pulled up, do you?
I had it on my phone.
Oh, okay.
That's why I just pulled it up on my phone.
I hit download and it looks a lot better.
Yeah, I can zoom all the way in on my phone. It looks great.
Yeah.
I just wanted it there because it's I can just. It looks like I'm looking at you, but I'm.
Convenient.
You know,
convenient.
Yeah.
Annie, are you okay?
So.
Oh, I forgot they were going to be there. I didn't even see any.
I didn't see anything until like one little clip.
Did they make it?
Yeah, they performed.
Oh, okay.
We're not there yet.
I didn't see anything from them.
So
it
I
was like one.
Like I said, I'm gonna try to do the best I can to remember shit.
We're gonna do the best we can to interrupt you.
Yeah, no, right. Help me. We got there.
We have to take up time here because otherwise,
I feel we got to slow him down. He's gonna blow his load.
Well, even if I go through it quick, we can always go back and you know what I mean.
No,
I'm just gonna try to go through.
You know what I mean? There ain't no going back. We're gonna talk as we go.
Well, I know, but I'm saying when the things I forget or the things people remind me of, we'll go back to or sure. Things you have questions about.
Sure.
Okay. Because I, like I said, there's many times where I'm like, you know, things get mashed together. I don't know what time
really
I got there.
To
I don't know
to where I can start talking shit.
For sure, you can talk as much shit as you want. I'm trying to look at the schedule, and then I'm like, okay, brain, do your thing. I don't know what time I got there. All I know is the next day, looking at the schedule, I was there in time for the Juggalo Mr. Juggalo pageant, which I did not attend.
Hi, Merle. Yeah. I do.
I had no interest to attend.
Yeah.
But
right
I know
now.
I was hanging out with Tom.
I got it recorded.
Then. We were talking about it. Apparently, lots of dicks came out, and I had no part of it.
Lots of dicks come out.
Mm-hmm.
Damn,
I haven't seen any footage, and I haven't looked for it.
Why can't you call them by their real name, Richard? Why you got called
penises?
Oh, they're running around with their penises out.
It was the Mr. Juggalo pageant.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you gotta
started fucking each other. One and
you
two.
Had to waggle right. Your dick.
No,
yeah, no part of it.
I mean, isn't it kind of hard to waggle fucking tater tots?
So, yeah. Unfortunately, man, I missed a lot of shit this year just because I did. But I had full intentions to go see the Six. They're the homies from the East Coast. Shout out to fucking Dylan and all them guys. They were scheduled to go on at 7. I made my way to the main stage. I got there at 7, and the Six was on stage, and they said, "This is our last song, everybody."
Damn.
And I was like, what the fuck? And I saw them afterward, and they're like, they asked us to come up early, bro. And I was like,
they were good, weren't they?
I've never seen anyone go on early at the gathering.
Well, the openers they push open because yeah. They need that extra time for ICP to be late.
So, unfortunately, I missed them too. But thankfully, I made it in time for the homies, Clockwork E, who I believe just joined the chat. And that shit was fucking dope. Mad fucking love and respect. That's so sick that they got to play the main stage of the gathering, and well deserved. Me and Whip were actually talking about it later at the gathering because it was really comparable to them last year because they played the main stage last year. And it's just, you know, anybody gets to the gathering and you're at main stage in the heat of the sun.
Shit sucks.
It sucks, man. It
sucks.
You know what I mean? And a lot of times the crowd isn't always there. You know what I mean? Whether you deserve it or don't. People are just in the woods either doing drugs or hiding from the sun or recovering from last night. But then you get those moments, like I think Fun Times guys did last year, and I think Clockwork E did this year, where there may not be a lot of people there in the beginning, whether they want to see you or they just don't know who you are. And then it starts, and it's dope, and then that vibe comes. You know what I mean? You get like that. There's like a breeze of positivity that comes through.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, people just coming in. People start coming in. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, people can feel something dope is happening, and we're missing it. And
I feel it disturbing.
Like, does that even make sense? Like,
yeah, no, I get it. I've been there for that.
It's weird. It's almost like there's a physical wind.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? You're like,
ah. It's like not a cold wind.
You got to get down there. And they just rocked it, man. They had, you know what I mean? They switched up their gear a little bit, and they had fucking theatrics and all kinds of dope shit. They fucking murdered it, man. Shout out to them dudes. I plan on going to see them at they're doing pirate ship stuff, but all the, like, there was like an unofficial stage there. They had a pirate ship.
Yeah, I've seen pictures
of
it.
It was dope. But, like, the schedules kept changing. The days kept changing. Like, they told, that one day they told them they couldn't do it or something. And then the last night it got rained out. So I never actually saw them again. But either way, man, they rocked the fucking house. Everybody seemed to love them. I saw mad people wearing fucking their merch, like,
that's what's up.
I love watching them do shine, man. It's sick. They're killing it. So that was like my first, like, I mean, I saw the end of the homies, the Six, and then I got to see these homies fucking rock the fuck out, man. And it was dope. There's a clip on our page of like the beginning, I think, but there's more to come. You know, I got some more. And I'm sure you can find other ones. Definitely go show them guys some love if you don't know about them. Clockwork motherfucking E. And then next up was Chapter 17. So I didn't really, like, I'm fat and lazy and tired. And, like, we're rolling around a cooler. So, like, once the main stage started, like, where it got to the point where, okay, we're going to swatch all this stuff, we just stayed there.
This sounds like when I used to do video.
Exactly.
I would show up, and but like there would be times where there would be an act at like 6:30, uh-huh. and we'd have to drag our fucking cooler, and we'd have to just stay there the whole fucking day because it would be.
That's what. Yeah.
You see one in the beginning, a couple you don't need to record, one in the middle, and then eventually it starts getting. But it's like you got to stay there the whole fucking time.
Yeah. Like I mean, there'd be an occasional like
sunlight.
Occasional like I have to run to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Luckily, I bought after the first day was so hot. We went to Walmart. I bought an umbrella. So, like, I don't know why umbrella.
It just dawned on me that I could have just bought a canopy. I had never even thought about that.
Canopy.
Yeah. Well, because you're in direct
sunlight. Well, I almost bought, when we went to go buy umbrellas, I almost bought, like, a big one that was that fucking big. But I was like, I'm going to have to carry this.
Yeah. Yeah.
The one that was smaller, I was like, if I can stick it, I can put it in my pocket or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's much more convenient.
And it gets your phone so fucking hot being up in the stand. I had to buy a fucking umbrella and like rig it up to the stand.
Mine didn't overheat this year. It normally does.
Yeah. It, just being in that direct sunlight, man.
Go on. Go ahead. Go ahead. I need a new battery. Clearly you do.
Yeah, because I don't hear you.
What happened? Didn't we change that one last week?
No, we changed that.
You sure?
He was awful quiet over there.
Were you talking?
No.
I knew you were. We got to change Ruth's battery, guys. Killed that, too. Later. Just want to pass that to him. Guess I got to go re-up on battery. Didn't even shock you?
Nope. Yeah, it's spicy.
Taylor, I didn't say I said we. We had to. I didn't want other people have to leave either. You know what I'm saying? I'm waiting for him.
You there? You there?
Yeah, I hear you.
I can hear you.
So the light comes on when the battery needs a change.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Right? That like,
when the light comes on, that's when it needs to be changed. Yeah. Oh. And it was on all last week too. I don't know how we made it through a show. But, yeah, I was going to say, you probably didn't drag shit. I'm pretty sure Mr. Green probably dragged the cooler, if I know correctly. You might have sat on it or watched it for a minute. Is that true?
For the most part, yeah.
Is that a true statement?
Yeah.
I mean, in all fairness, you did get his ticket, so.
But, yeah. But it wasn't, I'm just saying, like, even that, it was like. Well, and they would, I mean, he'd drag it up there, and then they'd be like, we're going to go do something else real quick.
Which is fine.
I don't want anybody to do, I don't want to deal with this shit. Right. Y'all know what I mean? And I was like, I want to be back for whatever. So I got 30 minutes to fucking do something that's going to take me 30 minutes. Right. I don't want to do that. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
well, that's why we've always.
I'm hot. I'm sweaty. Like, I'd rather just sit here and be hot than walk around and get hotter.
Yeah, that's why we've always planned to, like, okay, so we're going to record this, and this. We got this much time between this much time, and we don't really know who this guy is or whatever. This is, like, pre-Replicon radio show. So we'd be like, all right, we don't really know who this is, so we could probably go back to the car, refill everything, and then get back down.
Yeah. Well, in all honesty, this year, even though people were complaining about the X, besides like the first one or two people that I didn't know, not that I didn't want to see them, I just didn't know who they were.
It
got to like 6 or 7 o'clock, I wanted to see everything after that. Right. There was no. I want to see this, and this. I can leave for that. It was like,
right.
I want to be a part of all of it.
That's what I'm saying. But over the years, as us doing that, we're like, well, fuck, dude. And there became points where we can't like, all right, fuck this. We got to make sure we have enough with us. For the whole main stage, and after main stage, then we go back to the fucking car. Then we go wherever we got to go.
Yeah, just to make it easier, so you're not walking back and forth.
So then we started buying bigger things that were easier to carry instead of lugging around a fucking big ass cooler on wheels.
Yeah.
And then we started. That's when I came up with my backpack my beer pack.
So really, once we got down there for whatever it was that we wanted to see first, we stayed there till it was over.
Yeah.
And then you get the occasional, hey, watch this. I'm going to go here, or you go there. I'm going to go there. The bathrooms, I know you said something about, so we're the same where we normally are because we go in and out for the press, right?
Yeah.
They didn't have bathrooms there this year.
Really? That's odd.
No, I was like, what the fuck? You know, you're fucking drinking, hanging out, you're dehydrated, and all of a sudden you're like, you know what I mean? You're doing
that's
the
where
fucking,
everybody goes to piss. Whether, yeah. Like if all the porta potties are filled up, people would like go behind them.
The closest bathroom that people knew about was all the way the other way, wherever you're facing, so to the left, where the showers used to be.
So porta potties have been limited.
There's plenty of them. They just weren't by the stage. They're the closest ones to the stage were all the way to the left where the showers were.
You're right.
Or there was ones that most people didn't know about. If you go past the info tent to that first set of campgrounds behind the fence,
yeah,
over there, which was the cleanest bathrooms of the whole gathering because they got cleaned every day and most people didn't use them.
They had bathrooms?
No, there were more up top, but those are the closest ones to the stage.
Oh, that's...
They weren't right fucking there.
I guess because people were complaining about the smell of the porta potties by the stage.
It's possible.
They were probably tearing them up a lot more in that spot because you think you're partying, you can't put the porta potty
right there.
I would think that too, but...
Where they've had those at, they seem like they were pretty far enough away from the stage that they really didn't get fucked with because then the info tent was kind of right there for people to watch.
Like, if you have to take a long walk to go get it, it's going to sober you up just a smidge, you know? But
I ain't trying to be sober at the gathering, though, bro.
What I'm saying is that if you're right in the, you know, you're in the crowd, you're peak fucking high, and then you go to the bathroom, that's when you're more likely to, more fucked up people are going into those than anywhere else on the campgrounds.
Right, yeah, I guess so.
No, you're right. It was
that's weird though that they weren't there.
They've always been there.
That wall of porta potties.
Yeah, just wasn't there.
It really brought everything together, man. It really tied the room together.
It really did.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they were expecting more of a crowd to be in that area.
It was a slight inconvenience because that's where I spent a lot of time.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, I got to go so far to go piss.
Yeah, you got to go. Yeah.
Like, same with the.
That was really convenient because you could just like, oh, shit, I got to piss. I don't want to miss nothing.
Yeah.
So you go piss. You can still hear what's going on.
Yeah.
And then you're 30 seconds that you're in there and then you're out. You're fucking like, all right, we're back.
Yeah, instead of taking 30 seconds, it took like 3 to 5 minutes.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's a slight inconvenience, but inconvenience nonetheless.
I want my money back.
And since we're talking about porta potties, I didn't hit any invisible rocks this year because those porta potties also weren't there.
So he walked right through it.
So Tom's always right, really close to the top of merch row.
Yeah.
There was like, I think one or two booths after him.
Right.
And then right around that corner was that line of porta potties where I ran into the invisible rocks.
Right.
Well, all the rocks were clearly visible and there were no porta potties.
Well, they were probably
the closest porta potties were at the bottom of the fucking hill.
They were probably clearly visible then. It's just, they were invincible.
That's because I activated them. I activated it last year.
He had a cloaking device on there, and he shorted it out when he ran into it.
Yeah. So now they were all clearly visible. I even saw people refer to them as fake rocks because they look so fucking they look fake, but they are real. It's just because they were invisible last year.
That's a nice fucking rock.
That's the only reason why I can think that they moved them is because people were kind of maybe complaining about the smell, but I don't think they really smelled that. I mean, the gathering stinks alone as it is.
Yes, it does.
But let's see, what does it start? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that area, so don't get wrong, that area
Saturday,
did smell.
It's pretty fucking, yeah.
Well,
that area by Friday is pretty fucking nasty, for sure.
Right. So next up, after Clockwork E, was Hex, Chapter 17's own Hex. Hex is a homie. He rocked the house. It was cool. I don't really know what to say either way. Like, it's not nothing against Hex, because he's talented and he's dope. He's kind of boring at the gathering. Like, he doesn't have a gimmick. He doesn't.
Yeah.
I don't really know. I don't know a lot of his music. I mean, I know he's good, but he's just a dude with sunglasses on.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't. People love him. Like, people messaging me like, "Hey, will you post some Hex shit? I want to see Hex." I'm like, "Yeah, I got you." Like. Hex.
Just Hex. Okay.
The Chapter 17 Hex.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
I don't. You know what I mean, it's just it was good. He did a good job. He sounded good. He did some old school shit, like some. It had like a, I don't know what it was. Had a beat to it, but he was dope. Like I don't. I'm not.
Was he just kind of just? Was he just kind of standing there just rapping? He wasn't like bouncing around.
Yeah, they're like Clockwork. He just had all this space shit. And they had aliens and glitter.
You got to bring the vibe.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, bring the energy and the vibe.
And I say that and there's people that really don't have a gimmick, but they have like Kung Fu Vampire. If you look at Kung Fu Vampire, which we'll talk about later. There's not like a bunch of shit going on. It's just him and a drummer.
But he has got a lot
But he's
energy.
Got so much energy. Right. Like, so he's just kind of walking back and forth. He's a good rapper. I'm not taking away from him. It just wasn't...
He just don't have
a cadence on stage.
A stage performance.
Yeah, this is not my favorite. But he's dope. He's dope. I mean, I'm not hating. He's dope. It's just... It is what it is. Oh, perfect. Kung Fu Vampire was next. I didn't even realize that.
Drinking beer. Hey, Merle.
So next up to the motherfucking stage was Kung Fu Vampire, his return to the gallery after 4 years. And he Kung Fu Vampire the fuck out of it, dog. I fucking love Kung Fu Vampire.
When I seen the video of him up there, I've seen a lot of pretty much a lot of live feeds and recorded feeds. It's always good to see him out there. That dude always does a good job every time he's on that stage.
For sure. Like, it's weird. Like, we've talked about this before, like, doing this stuff, doing previous things.
Right.
We get to know people, which is a huge privilege. And one of the reasons this shit started, like, you know, not necessarily get to know them on a personal level, but to be able to talk to them and interact with them. And I love that.
That's what I love about
this. I like him as an artist if I didn't know him because he's fucking good. Yeah. But, like, it's 10 times better because I love that dude. You know what I mean? Like, they wrote, I was hanging out, it's probably that day. We were hanging out at Tom's booth, chilling. You know what I mean? I'm trying to stay away from the heat. I'm fucking old. I'm fucking hungover. Like, so I hit in Tom's booth a lot. But that's Merch Row. So people would come past. So we'd see people all the time. Him and Paxton were rolling past. He just hops out of his car. He's like, hey, you know what I'm saying? We're hugging it out and shit. Like, I love that. I love that dude. He's on the fucking video of me drinking that worm. Yeah. You know what I mean? We're all hanging out backstage chilling, like, talking shit. It was dope as fuck. And they rocked the fucking house. He's fucking jumping around, flying like a damn ninja, doing fucking kicks and God knows what else. If you guys don't fuck with Kung Fu Vampire, you're wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all I got to say. Super dope.
Right back at you.
You don't like Big Red, fuck you.
Right. PBR. Looks like straight whiskey, bro. What happened next? I'm glad you're here, Green, because you can...
To wrap out Kings.
Like the four things you remember, you can fill in. What up, Fader F and Beard? Yeah, the Dropout Kings. Shout out to those guys, man. Those guys are fucking sick, too. That's fucking... You want to talk about fucking high energy?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Those guys are dope. They're the homies. We had them on the show before.
Yep.
They're fucking... I wish I knew their names, man. Like, who's who? Well, there's a black dude and a white dude. They're the main, like, rappers. Black dude's got, like, 8 foot long hair, and he's just fucking... You know what I'm saying? And then the other dude just is in the crowd, fucking kicking the butt, you know what I mean? And I'm just like... What the fuck? And the glitch guy, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's so high, it was so dope. Like, energy through the fucking roof. Those guys kill it. And then headlining that night, Esham and motherfucking Mastermind doing fucking Nodis. And that shit was dope, man. And some homie had a full cutout of TNT, and he was like right in the front row. And Esham just almost the whole set would like shine a light on it. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, dude, it was part of the set, you know, because he passed away.
Yeah.
And it was just dope to see, man. It was like OG fucking, like, that's the original shit. That old school fucking freshness.
Old school juggalo shit right there, boy.
Yeah. Shout out to Esham, man. We ran into him a few times. He literally almost ran into me one time. We had to hug it out. Like, it was dope. Because we were walking around. I think Sean said something. Let's go say what's up to... he was just sitting there watching something on the side stage. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. So I started walking towards him. And right as I stepped that way, he turned that way. And it was like... And he's like, oh, fucking dinosaurs. I'm like, yeah, motherfucker, you about to get stomped on. Three-headed monster looking ass.
It's like I'm endangered, motherfucker.
Right? But shit was dope, man. Yeah, everything was fucking dope. It was, it was lit. You know what I mean? Like, I think we talked about this in advance. Like, because a lot of people don't know about Nodus. People know Isham. But after all that high energy, it was a weird. It was kind of a weird finale. Not finale, but, you know, headliner, night one. Because it just kind of was
I would agree.
And it wasn't as high energy. Yeah, it was just. It was dope. It was chill. But it was fresh. But it keeps going up, man. So then, I don't know what the fuck happened between 11 p.m. and 12:30. Probably just changing clothes and hanging out.
It's a Juggalesque.
Did you go I know. I see that it happened. I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm telling you. I see this. I'm looking at the timeline. I don't know what happened in my life.
I was saying it. Maybe it rang.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I had no part. Oh, I probably went to the Clownfish party.
Lot of drinks. Is what happened in your life. That's what happened.
Like
in
I said
life.
Again, I'm going to do my best to remember my part of the story. But any comments and things like that. This is your first gathering. You drove from Rhode Island. Fucking well, hell yeah, man! That's dope. We're glad. I'm glad you can make it. Glad you had a good time. I guess I should have started. I should have started with that. Like I had a fucking. I had a lot of. I've seen people that didn't have a good time.
Yeah.
I've seen people that had a really bad time. I had a 100% absolutely amazing time.
That was a lot of things that I saw online. It was either or.
Yeah, I had to start it off, I had an absolute amazing time. 100%.
And the people that I saw that didn't have a good time were people that...
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.